I'd like to read, open your Bibles to the 84th Psalm. This afternoon, our song and prayer, we are going to be singing psalms about, that relate to, and reading scripture that relate to this great psalm. The 84th Psalm begins verses 1 and 2 with, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." Some have suggested that Psalm 84 is a psalm of pilgrimage. Perhaps it was one that was sung as along with those psalms of ascent as the Jews made their journey towards Jerusalem during the feast days, anticipating the time together, the time to worship God. One can almost imagine a Jewish family making their journey toward Jerusalem with this anticipation. A pilgrim is one who is away from home. He is deprived of where he really wants to be. And in this sense, the reality is that he truly desires to be in God's house. It has been suggested that Psalm 84 has three stanzas. The first stanza is verses 1 through 4. Which is the pilgrim's hope. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. That's his hope and his longing. It has been suggested that stanza number 2, by the way, each of these ends with Selah. Stanza number 2 begins with verse 5 and goes down through verse 8. It has been suggested that stanza number 2 is the pilgrim's journey. We would say that it is the experience of life. And he says in verse 5, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage as they pass through the valley of Baca." The idea is that in life's experience, there are a number of dry places, valleys, trials. But by faith, the pilgrim keeps moving toward home. He moves in verse 7 from strength to strength, that is, in stages of spiritual progress, but it is home that keeps him moving. It's been suggested that stanza number 3 is the pilgrim's prayer. And there have been a number of sermons that I have heard through in times past from the 10th verse. One of the strongest words of exhortation and resolve, I think, in all the scripture. "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." A doorkeeper perhaps was one who was a beggar. A beggar who is literally at the threshold of God's house, but he said, "I would rather be a beggar in God's house than to dwell in all of the mansions of the wicked." The lesson of the 84th Psalm is that our hope is set on heavenly things. By faith, we live in this world. We try to dig for the well and dry places, but the prayer and longing of the pilgrim is to be in God's house, to bask in Him, to bask in His fellowship, to enjoy His word, and to enjoy fellowship with His people. Now, as we sing these three songs and we talk about each of these three stanzas, as we talk about the pilgrim's hope, we'll talk about and read about joy in God's fellowship and the blessing of God's dwelling. In stanza number 2 in our journey, the journey of life, there is the sorrow of sin and sorrow in trials. And in stanza number 3, the pilgrim's joy and his prayer is that there is joy in praise and worship. There is joy in communion with God. There is joy in fellowship with others. And there is joy in our service to God. This afternoon, Cody will begin our scripture reading with Psalm 84 and the first few verses.
Psalm Psalm 84, verses 1 through 4. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. And our second scripture will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
Number 35 in the blue book. Number 35. My prayer, Jehovah.
Ephesians 3, beginning in verse 14. Ephesians 3, beginning in verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Please turn to number 389. Number
389. Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, proclaiming the Lord. Thank you.
Continue reading the 84th Psalm. We're going to pick up in verse 5 and read through verse 8. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. And turning back to the 33rd Psalm, we'll read the first 5 verses of the 33rd Psalm. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. O praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. His love, he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
The 18th chapter, be reading the first 6 verses. This psalm supposedly attributed to David, servant of the Lord. And apparently he spoke these words to at the time that this psalm, on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. And then he said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pains of death surround me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from the temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears.
Number 36. Number 36. Each step I take, my Savior goes before me.
Again, in this 84th Psalm, verses 9 through 12. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I'd rather stand at the threshold in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Also the 100th Psalm, Psalm 100, Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Number 55 in the blue book. Let's stand as we sing this song.
Dawn and sunset, fierce and joyful, these reflect his mighty ways. When the sea and sky before me, I will give him all my praise. I will wake the Lord with praises. I will speak his name abroad.
Psalm, verses 1 through 5, the 42nd Psalm. As the heart pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? These things I remember, and pour out my soul within me, how I went with a throng and led them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Number 585.
If you'd like to open in your Bible to Philippians chapter 1, and we'll read verses 3 through 11. Philippians 1, 3 through 11. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. In this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
Number 302. Sing all four verses of Blessed Be the Time. 302.
Blessed be the time that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds, is like to that of love. Be
chapter 2, verses 18 through 24. Philippians 2, 18 through 24. For the same reason you also be glad and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly.
Number 65.
Mm-hmm.
gadget that advanced the slides. The battery went out this morning, and anyway, I looked about three places during lunchtime and didn't find the right size. But I'd like to thank all of the fellows who participated in this afternoon in our song and service and scripture reading. I'd like to ask you a question. Again, from the 84th Psalm in verse 10, the statement is, "A day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." My question is, that your sentiment? And my question is, do you really long for that fellowship? Do you really look forward to that worship? Are you at home? Are you homesick? Or the ultimate and final communion that we can enjoy with God if we're faithful to Him? You see, if God is truly upon our hearts and minds, then our true sentiment would be the sentiment of the psalmist. "The day of your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." And it's interesting then that in verse 11, that the psalmist ends with these wonderful promises. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield, a source of light and warmth. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in You." I trust that that's the way you feel. Your trust and confidence ultimately is in God. Maybe there's someone here today who's never become a child of God. Put him on in baptism. Raised to walk a new life. Jesus Christ, by the cross, made all the provisions necessary so that you could be reconciled with Him, to be His child, to be in fellowship with Him, and to begin this wonderful journey through the valley of life, through the dry places and through the desert, but longing and looking forward to the final reward that God has, when we can forever and ever and ever eternally sit before the throne of God like we've done today and sing His praise. If you would like to become a child of God, we certainly would welcome that opportunity, and we would give you that opportunity today. If we can do anything to help you to get your life right with God, we certainly would welcome it, and we invite you to come as we stand and sing the song number 287.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us say so, His Spirit's free. 'Tis the fount of love from the source of love, and He bids us all freely drink. With joy to the fountain free, will you come?
there will be Bible drill. We haven't had it.